Our first guest this evening is an international award-winning investigative journalist who has seen the reality of this border crisis. She knows firsthand all the damage it is causing, thanks to Biden's open border policy, and it's always a pleasure to have her on the program. I want to welcome back Laura Logan. Laura, thanks for coming back on. You've been down there. You live in Texas. It's amazing to me now that CNN and all the cable 24-hour news companies are finally starting to cover this week. I see it plastered up there on my TV screens in my office. But for 2 years, dead silence on the border.
Well, that's an indication to me of two things, Dan. What you're really talking about is, number one, unfortunately, the crisis has reached such epic proportions that not even the propagandists of the political forces who are intent on destroying this country can keep up the lie. The only reason they can't keep up that lie is because there's an election coming. And the border is a unifying issue. People on both sides of the aisle, Democrat and Republican, want a secure border. In fact, ironically, even people coming illegally across the border, when you talk to most of them, they want a secure border as well. And I have. I've talked to them in these towns down in El Paso and Roma, you know, tiny little towns across the Texas border and in Arizona, where people say over and over again, you know, we don't want an open border because we came here to be safe from the very people that are coming across. And not only that, but it's now just reached such drastic proportions that it's impossible to ignore. And the strategy of this administration was to allow this to proliferate and get away with it as long as they possibly could.
Right. Trying to, what I think is, reshape the American voter rolls. Let's be real. You bring in a few million and you hope over the next couple of years that you can turn them to your side. Hey, we allowed you to come in. And you've pretty much not replaced, but added a bunch of voters to the rolls. That's my opinion. What are you hearing about numbers?
You know, a very quick thing on that is I did have the pleasure of spending a lot of time with someone whose job was to infiltrate the global cult, the cult of globalists that want to run this country. And he spent years underground training for that operation. He studied all of their texts and, you know, and traditions and their tactics and so on. And he has attended many, many of their meetings. And to do so, you know, required double security clearances and so on. These are not things that were easily done. And one thing he explained to me is he said he was an eyewitness firsthand in these meetings where they discussed diluting the pool of patriots in the United States of America. So doesn't matter the color of your skin.
Right.
It's the number of people that know what America stands for, that remember that this country was founded on a covenant with God, right? Who are willing to die for the flag, who understand the Republic and the Constitution and the sacrifices that were made, and it means something to them. If you infiltrate a vast number of people from all over the world so quickly that you now change not only the demographics of the country, not just the voting rolls, but you introduce an entire sector of the population to whom the very foundation and identity of America means absolutely nothing. Their vision of America from the outside is, this is the land of plenty. This is the land where I can have what I see in the movies, and I don't have to work for it. I don't have to do anything for it. It's all going to be given to me. They're brought here under that auspices, and the plan is to introduce, the next step is regional government, United States, Canada, and Mexico. And then from regional government, well, it's just a hop and a skip away to global government. So there is something very real behind this. Yes, voter rolls are critical, and they're part of that. But even that's backfiring because a lot of immigrant voters don't believe in transgenderism. And you know,
I was going to say that, Laura. I was, you know, just like you, I've spoken with a lot of immigrants who've either been here a year or two or 20 to 40 years. And what's interesting is, compared to the natural born radical, mostly white liberals today who are anti-America, believe in this trans crap and hate this country, a lot of the immigrants don't. They see America like you and I see it. And so I hope to God, I'm going to pray that this whole move by the globalists backfires, that a big portion of these folks coming in for the American dream actually probably have conservative type values and will not side with the liberal agenda. That's what we can hope for. Let me ask you about this number, because you may have heard something different. I had a guest on yesterday who said 40 to 100,000. But then you got Gateway Pundit and others reporting 500,000 to 700,000 have amassed in Mexico thanks to the cartel. And the minute 42 goes away, they're going to start shipping them in. What's the number you've heard?
Okay, so a couple of important things here. This is not just thanks to the cartel. This is, in fact, due to the policies of the Biden administration, because there is some confusion here. A few things get lost in the mix and the headlines. The Biden administration last year introduced something called the CBP One app, which is an app that enables people to who are coming illegally to apply from a distance. And once you've done that and you've processed your application through the app, in theory, you don't come between the ports of entry. You don't have to cross illegally, you know, across the Rio Grande or stepping over the river in El Paso and so on. What you can then do is go through the official ports of entry, and you are now, your those figures are kept separate from the Border Patrol figures. So anybody who's just looking at CBP, Customs and Border Protection, or just looking at the Office of Field Operations, you're missing the point. You're not seeing the whole picture of who's coming across the border. And one of the things that happened is that that app was malfunctioning. So it has the malfunctioning of that app has led to a backlog on the other side of the border. That's one part of it. So the plazas, which are what you call the town squares in Miguel Alemón and Nuevo Laredo and Tamaulipas, Matamoros, all of these towns and cities that are on the other side of the border, they've been filling up, because the cartels are pushing at a certain level. The more people that they can get across, the more money that they can make, right? And even if you come to El Paso and step across that river, you're still paying an extraordinary amount of money to the cartels. Even if you do use the CBP One app, you get met by a representative of the State Department or some NGO in Mexico who processes you, takes you through the official port of entry, you're still paying that money to the cartels. Mm. And what's happened is with the backlog that's been built up on the other side of the border, cartels don't like that. That's no bueno for business, right?
Right.
I got to get these people out because you're blocking my production line. Get rid of them. So they'll tell you it's all about Title 42. It's not all about Title 42. Some of this is about the fact that the Biden administration, by trying to deceive the American people and find ways to make illegal immigrants legal in Mexico and have them cross legally through the official ports of entry and not include them in the numbers sneaking between the ports of entry and in your illegal numbers, their bid to do that has created a backlog that the cartels are like, no, we got to get rid of these people. Title 42 is a joke. It's also a weapon for the Republicans, who are too cowardly to have confronted what's really happening on the border. They've hidden behind Title 42 for a long time. It's an emergency health restriction that should have gone long time ago, because there is no COVID emergency anymore. It's unjustified. And so they want you to believe that it's all because Title 42 is ending. No, the cartels see an opportunity here to get rid of this backlog. But on top of that, they're exponentially increasing their business every single day. If you look at the Darien Gap and you go to Michael Young's reporting, for example, he's been on the ground there a lot more than anyone. If you look at the inflows that are coming from all over the world, if you look at the dramatic increase, what you would call a surge in the number of Chinese coming across, not the normal number, but an actual surge over the last 7-8 weeks, where you've got Chinese pouring into stations where they were never seen in those stations. If you look at all of this, it's an escalation on many different fronts. And they're going to try to wrap it up under a couple of different headlines. And I want to be very clear here. The most important question that anybody needs to ask about those troops that Biden is sending to the border is under which authority? Because when we send National Guard, when we activate the National Guard, that's under Title 32 regulations. What most people don't know is those soldiers don't even have weapons. They don't even have ammunition in their weapons, right?
Well, but he said, so now, and just to clarify real quick, Laura, so the general today said the first 90 days it's going to be active duty before the guard go. Mm-hmm. I've been down to the border, so have you. They were already there, but they're observers. They can't do anything. They can't even apprehend and stop them. Well, so they're just there to watch.
That's the question. What are their authorities, right? And under which authority? Because in order to activate active duty military and Marines, you have to be recognizing that you have an emergency.
Right, a state of emergency has to be by the president. Exactly. Can I point something out? Because they're, you know, the drill.
They're
giving me the hard rap.
But they're not admitting that, Dan.
You and I could talk about it forever, but I want to just show a little hypocrisy. And by the way, Laura, I agree with you about Republicans being weak-kneed and pansies on this issue. They need to start standing up, not just in those individual states like Arizona and Texas where they could do something, but at the federal level as well. But I do want to point this out and the hypocrisy. Because do you remember in 18 when President Trump had suggested sending troops down to the border when there was a little bit of a surge under his presidency? And
yes,
everybody said, it's all political, it's all for optics. Well, guess who else said that, even though they're doing the exact same thing? Watch this.
I also believe that the administration made a decision to deploy them based on a political agenda. And I believe that it is inappropriate to require the limited resources of the United States military to be used in such a way when these folks who are being deployed there, they're going to leave their, they've left their families, they will not be home, looks like, for Thanksgiving, and all because there needed to be some demonstration for the TV cameras based on a political agenda instead of what is a national security.
Oh, really, VP? A national security risk? So are they doing it for the cameras or because they created a crisis or both? Final one to you, Laura.
We are in the midst of fifth generation warfare, which is a war of narratives. And in a war of narratives, they get to say whatever they like with no regard. That's why there's so much hypocrisy and it's so blatant. Mm-hmm. They can say whatever they like because as long as people want to believe it and go along with it, they get away with it. When Obama said in 2013 or 14 that Ukrainians have the right to protest peacefully, video from the ground, the war on the ground showed that there was nothing peaceful about it. They were murdering people, burning down buildings. When they said it was the summer of love, what was the reality? They were burning buildings down. When they said Antifa doesn't exist, you could see it every night on your TV screen. Yep. You could see them all dressed in black. So look at it. Every Trump supporter is a misogynist, a fascist, a xenophobe, a white supremacist. But wait a minute. This guy's got black skin. Wait, he's African American. Doesn't matter. You can see that the narrative they create, they don't care whether it bears any relationship to reality or to the truth. That's why the truth is so important. That's why they take Tucker Carlson off air and Dan Bongino and me. That's why they remove all of us.
Yep.
Because they cannot have the truth get in the way of the false narrative. But those narratives are crumbling
all around.
And most importantly, they're losing control of the false narratives.
That's why they censored an entire network, OAN, Laura. But we're still kicking over here. Anytime you want to get back in the saddle, we'd love to have you. I'd love to do a show with you. It's always a treat to have
you on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yep,
I'll get back to you on that.
Okay, let me know. Laura Logan, thank you so much.
Take care.
Yep.
My name is Laura Logan, and I think everyone should use MyPillow.com if you care about this country. And if you like Mike Lindell, and if you want a good pillow. And he's making all kinds of other things now, too. I know my uncle wants those slippers that you can wear outside. But I just think it's important to support people who are standing up for the right things. And when I see somebody attacked and, I see cancel culture at work, I want to fight against that. So that's why I like it. That's why I use it. If you care about what I do, and I get people all over this country tell me all the time that they do, this is a great way to support me, where you're getting something back and I'm getting to keep doing what I do. And it's not easy, as everybody knows. You know, if you want to sign up for the big lies, then go to the networks and go all across the media. But you have to go independent if you want to hear the truth. If you want to support me, if you want to support this show, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Lara, L-A-R-A, Lara, L-A-R-A. That's how you spell my name at checkout. That's MyPillow.com. Use promo code Lara at checkout. Thank you. Most people like me, I'm not an expert, right? And I don't pretend to be. But I hear from everybody buy silver, buy gold, because the stock market is tanking, real estate is tanking. And, you know, we wanted to make sense of all of that. And the best person that I could find was Dr. Kirk Elliott. And not just the best in his field, but a really good person. And that's important to me. Integrity matters. And so, you know, to make it more affordable for people, to give people an option to understand and the ability to do something about it, we turn to Dr. Kirk Elliott, and I interview him every week and put that show out. It's to help people stay ahead of things and to give them some idea of how to make sense of the economic madness around us in this moment. He is more than happy to give a free consultation because he really does care about his clients, and he is doing this for the right reasons, and he does it himself, right? I mean, he's gotten rid of all his stocks and bonds, and he's heavily invested in gold and silver and precious metals. So if you go on there, you can sign up for a free consultation. Use LaraLogan.gold. I know there's a number of steps. It can be a little time consuming as you work your way around, but it's worth it. If you're interested, then go to the domain you're looking for is LaraLoganGold.com. That, once again, is LaraLoganGold.com, and I spell my name L-A-R-A. No U, for those of you wondering. So if you're driving in your car, let me repeat that one more time. It's LaraLoganGold.com, and you spell that L-A-R-A. America needs a reawakening because we've been deceived. These are popular events. People come from all over. And there is an eclectic mix of speakers on the stage. I particularly am always interested to see what General Michael Flynn has to say, because he is such a powerful voice in this country. And I think such a significant barometer of where things are headed. But there's something, you know, that covers just about every subject you're concerned about, and especially the things that matter most. So I think for a lot of people, you might think it's preaching to the choir, but you'd be surprised actually how much you learn. If you're interested in attending one of these tours, go to timetofreeamerica.com. That's timetofreeamerica.com. And enter the competition there for a chance to win a backstage pass. If you come backstage, one thing I can promise you, because I've been there, you will meet all kinds of people. Everybody from Sheila Holm to Mel Kay to General Flynn to, of course, fabulous people like myself occasionally. And more than anything, you'll get an opportunity to speak to people up close, because everybody who's there has one thing in common. They're very, very committed to what they're doing. So timetofreeamerica.com, go there, enter for a backstage pass, and hope to see you at the next event.